Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Midday show, Andy and Randy. Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Get back into a couple of different NFL headlines as we are officially, Randy McMichael, 1 week away from the first round the NFL draft.
Yes. Please hurry.
Can't get here soon enough.
Please hurry the hell up, man. Real quick, Andy, shout out to Joel over at Don Fosto's down here at Colony Square. Just brought us some Cuban sandwiches for lunch. Unbelievable.
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 And so clutch, and he didn't know this. Yes. How could he? The universe must have.
Yes.
Forgot to eat breakfast this morning, so I was pretty hungry anyway.
Unbelievable Cuban sandwich. So, yeah. Joel, appreciate you bringing them by, my man. Because they hit the spot.
Go see him. See him at Don Foster's.
It is outstanding.
Right there on Politan Row, which is like the new fancy food court area here at Colony Square. What a facelift, Colony Square. This is what the Hawks need to do. What Colony Square has done. Because when we got here, it was what the Hawks are now.
Yes.
You had like a Blimpies, you know,
a Moe's and everything.
And that convenience store with the old guy who was a turtle human. Very nice.
Can you please?
But the slowest moving human being in the world.
I was like, dude, can you hurry up, brother?
A couple times where I was like, actually, never mind. You know, I got to go. I'm running late.
Yeah.
Now they got all kinds of fancy food and like they got a bar in the middle of it. And they got, you know what they have? Is one of those walls that has like fake grass or fake leaves with purple neon lights, and people take selfies in front of it.
Yes,
they got one of those down there. That's when you know a place is cool.
When they got the neon light with the grass,
with the fake grass.
There's a King of Pops that also serves booze.
Yeah.
With your King of Pops,
it's true. You can get a boozy King of Pops, which is a popsicle.
Okay,
and they also have King of Pups, if you have a dog who likes cold treats, and you can get a cold treat for your dog.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's all, I mean, we got it all.
Yeah, it's all in that little circle down there.
Yeah.
But my wife, that's like when she meets her girlfriends for lunch, this is their meeting point. They always come over here and everything.
That wasn't true 7 years ago.
Yeah.
You guys want to meet at that random Mediterranean spot? Nope. Who's up for a Blimpies? No offense to Blimpies. It's a good sandwich.
Yeah, it's a good sandwich. It's really nice down there. But yeah, appreciate you, Joel. The sandwich was outstanding. I think he's supposed to come back and bring some for Dukes and Bell later on. But yeah, hit the spot, bros. Appreciate you.
That's perfect.
Appreciate you, man.
Speaking of hitting the spot, the Braves.
Yeah, man.
The Astros in Houston yesterday. First time back in Houston since they won the World Series, so some good memories for some of these guys. Yesterday was a bit of a tougher effort, given that the Houston Astros actually showed up to play. And Max Fried was okay, not as sharp as you'd like.
Yes.
Not as bad as he was in his first couple starts, not as good as he was in his third, but hopefully he'll kind of settle into it. But Ronald Acuna got off the board. Ronald Acuna got off the schneid. First home run of the year. You want to hear? Oh, let's hear it. I'd like to hear it. Let's do it.
The World Series victory. This ball is hit high and deep to center. Dubon is going back. Did Acuna get his first of the year?
Yeah, yes! Baby.
There it goes. Ronald Acuna. He's saying, finally, I did it.
That's exactly
what he said. 40 of them last year, his first of 2024, and Atlanta has the lead.
He spiked the bat because he knew he did it.
He knew he did it.
Yeah, and he was so relieved.
And we talked to Grant yesterday because he was just missing, especially in the previous game. But, it was good to see him get that first home run. Marcell Ozuna continues to be in a zone.
Yep.
I mean, that one he hit yesterday. Yeah.
Absolutely destroyed.
Yeah. And so you look at that, and then you get in a little trouble, and then they get the double play ball, turn the game over and everything like that. But, yeah, this the fact that he got that one. And so as Grant was talking, and as we all know, let him get that, let him find it, and then it's going to be one of them things where you're going to see a lot of trips, a lot of – I can't believe this thing is still in, Andy.
You can't see me?
I can't believe. I thought, you know, once John Cena left, I thought it was gone. You know,
is he the first one to do it?
No, of course not.
No?
But John Cena
brought it to the mainstream?
No, everybody had it. Everybody was doing it. John Cena was trying to portray more for the hip-hop group, and so he kept doing that crap right there with the jean shorts. I ain't worn jean shorts since, like, 96.
Okay.
So I don't know who wore jean shorts in the big jersey.
I will tell you where they're still wearing jean shorts. Gainesville, Florida.
Well, then jorts.
We went to, okay.
Yeah.
Jorts, Gene, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
We went down there for that funeral a few weeks ago.
Right.
Very popular clothing item down there still.
Tucked in? With no belt?
No, like tank tops.
Oh,
like,
there it is
right a lot there. Of tank tops.
Yeah, but I mean, so
and
that's
homemade
all
there, tattoos.
But I thought that was going to be gone right there. But, anyways, you know, it was great to see him get it done. Great to see the Braves sweep the Astros day off the day before the Rangers come into town. The defending. I was going to remember that.
They're the defending World Series champion,
which I constantly forget. But, yeah, everything was good. Arcia is still playing really well. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, when you look at him and the value of the contract, it's just another Alex Anthopoulos thing. You know, just like, hey, you know what? We can give Arcia not even 20% of what Dansby wants, and he'll be an all-star.
Not even that much. Right? It's like
10?
Like, he's making, like – like a quarter, like a third of what Dan, maybe not a third, but like half of what Dansby's getting in a season is this whole contract.
Yes.
It's insane.
Yeah, no.
And then, yes. that's probably the one. Like, of all the ones that Alex Anthopoulos has pulled off, that's probably the one that's the most outrageous. And look, we're 17 games into the season. Main storylines certainly include some of the injuries that the Braves are having to deal with. It sucks that Spencer Strider's out for the year. The other injuries, you're going to get the guys back. But to be the best team in baseball, record-wise or winning percentage-wise, however you want to put it, 12-5, 17 games into the year with all of those issues,
yep.
I mean, that's why the whole conversation at the beginning of the season was like not really anything other than how good can they be and how soon can October get here?
I mean, that's the biggest thing.
That's what they are.
I mean, the biggest storyline for this team are the injuries, though, in my opinion, because of who's injured, you know? And so I think that, you know, and we're not worried about
that
this
is the
lineup,
biggest storyline,
you
right.
know, because they're gonna hit, like I said, once Ronald comes around, everybody's going to have their turns and everything like that. But, yeah, I mean, you still are in the process of figuring out when, and we're not going to say replace Spencer Strider, another pitcher in the rotation, because you're not going to have somebody as good as him that's going to come in from Gwinnett or anything like that. But you're going to have to find a consistent placeholder for that. And so, I mean, as they continue to get better offensively or elevate offensively, the pitching part just got to come along. And you're going to have some days where, like you said, Max is going to give you 5, you know, and Charlie's going to give you 5, and Chris Hill's going to give you 7, but he might give up 4 runs or something like that. And then, hell, Darius Vaughn, you know, he might have a one of them, you know, typical ragged starts. I mean, he did go 4 2/3.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't go 7.
He didn't throw a perfect game.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he had a pretty good start.
Yeah, pretty good start.
For a 5th start, but it was his 3rd start and all that kind of stuff. Honestly, if you're going like storyline ranking kind of thing, obviously the Strider injury and then Ozzy being out and Murphy getting hurt, first swing, first game, those are the injuries is probably it.
First swing.
Ronaldo Lopez is
really
like,
good.
That's crazy.
Is it
like
really
this dude's given up 1 run in 3 starts.
They're really good.
And that was one of those ones when they signed him. It's like, all right, or they went and got him. It's like, all right, cool. Bullpen help, fireballer, like that. See how it works out. And they're like, no, we're going to stretch him out. Put him in the rotation. Like, okay, he's done some of that too, but we'll see. It's kind of hard to bounce back and forth like that. Also, he throws it really hard. So how's that going to work if he's throwing extra innings and all that? So far, so good. Like, I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to get too far ahead of myself and declare him like the NL Cy Young Award winner or anything like that. But just in terms of,
Pleasantly surprised.
First month of the season, like gold stars.
Yes.
Ronaldo Lopez absolutely
pleasantly surprised there.
Andy. Offensively, it's all Ozuna. Like, Ozuna's crazy.
Yes.
Like, he went 0 for 5 on opening day. He's got a hit every day since then. And he's just tearing the cover off the baseball. Even when he makes, like, he flew out in the 10th last night and was able to advance the runner with the flyout. Even when he gets out, he's hitting it hard.
Yeah.
Like, that dude's locked in right now.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is that he is providing that offensive power and offensive things that maybe that you're waiting for other guys to come around, like Ronald Acuna to come around and start his power numbers picking up and everything like that. Michael Harris, you know, as he gets more and more comfortable in the two hole and definitely, I mean, you got two big boppers at 3, 4, and 5. And so, I mean, once you start getting that rhythm, especially getting Michael on base and all those different things, this offense is going to have to carry this team for a while. And we know that because of the simple fact is that you don't know, like, I'm confident that Max Fried's going to get back to form, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just not there right now with him. Max is a hell of a pitcher, but he hasn't looked like himself so far this season.
Yeah, that's interesting. I did see some of that on social media yesterday from maybe just Max isn't Max anymore. I don't want to say that. I can't go that far. I don't think I can do that.
I can't go there yet.
But
at this moment, I can't.
Yeah, he was hurt most of the year last year, for sure. When he pitched, he tended to pitch pretty good, but it's hard to say because it wasn't a lot. And then the first four starts this year have been inconsistent, so that's certainly something to watch as well. I think the bullpen is going to be really good. I know that there's been games, specifically one, where things really didn't go very well.
Off the rails. Off the rails.
Individuals have been a little bit less consistent early than you would want them to. I think by June, we're going to be looking at this bullpen like, okay, top 3 ERA in the National League. You get these guys, if it is only 5 innings from Sale or Morton or whatever, you got all those guys out there that you can trust, and they're pretty much going to love
it. Jesse came in, did his job yesterday.
They all did, pretty much.
Jesse.
And now, Jesse did give up one run, but other than that, like his ERA is still sub-2 on the season, which is all he does. Like, you just put a Braves uniform on him, and all of a sudden, he's a sub-2 ERA bullpen pitcher. Pierce Johnson was good again. Jimenez was really good.
What does he max out at, you think?
Like, miles per hour?
Yeah, 80. I mean,
Jesse. Like 89, maybe 91. He might sneak into the low 90s.
Okay.
If he puts a little oomph in it, you know? He's got that old man strength. Yeah. But he would have to grunt, though.
He's like, oh, yeah. It ain't going to be no calm 90.
No.
It's going to be a, it's gonna be
you're
a
gonna,
rough.
You're going to know.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough 90 for Jesse.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And it might be a damn ball.
What is it about grunting that gives you extra power? You know? Why is that? And you can apply that to whatever part of your life you want. But if you put a little why does it go better?
Because it comes from here, Andy. From the gut.
Okay, like the diaphragm.
Yeah, it comes from the gut behind that, right between there. Yeah, that's where it comes from, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Because like you say it with your chest, but then when you grunt, you kind of say it with your
diaphragm.
I want a fun Jesse Chavez stat.
Yes.
So as of last year, so we have a small sample size this year, obviously. His average throw is 90.1.
There we
90.9.
go.
He tops out at, guess what?
92.9. Oh, 92.9 the game. Just a shout out from Jesse Chavez.
I don't think nobody loves Jesse more than we do.
And nobody loves us more than Jesse. So there we go.
Meant to be.
Also, small sample size would be a really funny nickname for someone. I don't know who you want to call that, but if someone's nickname was small sample size,
I would just laugh at
him. It'd be
kind
of funny and disrespectful.
Yeah, I just laugh at him. I laugh at him all the damn time.
Small sample size.
You can't, like, would that be a nickname from a woman?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think she'd be talking about his grunt.
Yeah. So, you know, like, I don't like soft handshakes and soft ass grunters. Okay. Yeah. They're in the same category, dog.
They are.
Soft handshake, soft grunt.
And if you got, give them a firm handshake.
If you got a soft handshake, you probably a soft grunter.
Wouldn't a soft grunt be a whimper?
A whimper, yeah.
Yes, that's.
You can't even call it a grunt. We too tough.
Yeah, and you can't spell whimper without wimp.
Yep.
We don't like wimps around here.
Hell no.
All right, or we'll come back soft handshake. Get to an NFL no huddle. To kick off the noon hour on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Hey, this hour, by the way, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate, a man with a firm handshake and a tough grunt. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.